the beginning of the gospel of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. With those words, St. Mark begins his gospel. It becomes very clear from those words that Mark had a very pointed purpose to his writing. He wanted us to know that this Jesus is the Christ. Now, the Christ was the anointed one, the one that the people of Israel had waited for and longed for and expected for centuries. Mark is telling us that this man, Jesus, is the one for whom they had been waiting. And by telling us that he is Son of God, he also wants us to know who he truly is. That he is human, but he is more than human. He is also divine. And notice how when the blind man calls out to Jesus, he uses the term Son of David. Well, the Christ, the Messiah, in Jewish expectation, had to be a descendant of King David. And so again, Mark is trying to tell us who this Jesus truly is. When Bartimaeus, the blind man, calls out to Jesus, Jesus asked him, "What do you want of me?" And he answers, "I want to see." Then notice what happens after he has been cured. It says he followed him on the way. Now Jesus was on his way to Jerusalem. He was on his way to his crucifixion and death. In all of this, Mark has a very pointed purpose for us. He is wanting you and I. He is wanting everyone who ever hears this gospel, whoever reads this gospel, to come to believe that this Jesus is the one that God has sent to save us. And then, coming to that faith, he wants us to do what the blind man did, to follow him. To follow him on the way. To put it in another way, he wants us to become disciples of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, if you think about it, after Bartimaeus was cured, he could have easily gone out and started finding a way to make a living. It says he had been a beggar. But now that he had sight in his eyes, he could have done something. But what he chose to do was to follow Jesus. Because he had come to believe in him. And following him became more important than everything else. Mark wants you and I to do the same. He wants us to follow this Jesus Christ. To put our hope in him, our expectation in him, our longing for salvation in this person of Jesus Christ. Mark has Bartimaeus following Jesus to the cross, or at least toward the cross. That too will be part of our following Jesus. Several times in the Gospels, Jesus says, if you want to be my disciples, you must take up your cross and follow me. What is the cross? Well, it is the cross of love. Whatever self-sacrifice that love demands of us, it is the cross of service. Whatever service to those around us that love demands of us. Sometimes I think when we have an image of service in our minds, we're thinking of great and extraordinary things. But maybe it's better to think of the ordinary, the simple. Maybe it's best to think of first service to those in our own household. How do we serve the people with whom we live? Spouse, children. How do we die to ourselves in serving them? Or how do children die to themselves serving one another, serving the needs of their parents at times? You know, it's the little things. It's helping with the cleaning and the dishes. It's listening to one another. It's supporting one another in those moments of disappointment and pain and sorrow. It can be also service to neighbor. Again, the little things. Maybe raking the lawn for someone who can't go out and gather up the fall leaves. Maybe it's shoveling the sidewalk for a neighbor who can't do it for himself or herself because of age or illness. Shoveling the sidewalk when the snow has come. It might be as simple as each morning walking over into a neighbor's lawn and picking up their newspaper and putting it inside the screen door when they can't do it for themselves. All of those are ways of serving. And if we're always looking for the large ways to serve, we may miss the simple ways and often the more important ways. And it is in serving and loving in those small ways that we die to ourselves and we learn to follow Jesus. And yes, there may come that day when some great service is asked of us. But if we have done it in the little ways, we will be prepared to do it in the larger ways. With the story of Bartimaeus, Jesus calls us to all of this. He wants us to know, like Bartimaeus, we are blind. Not blind here in our eyes, but blind because of the sin that is in us, the selfishness, the pride. He wants us to come to him and ask that we be given sight, that we be given the light of faith, the light of truth. And having received that light from him, he wants us to get up and follow him, to give our lives to him.